This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden Springer.
What's up?
Thank you so much for sitting down. We're here at Summer League. Mm-hmm. It is your third Summer League, correct?
Third one, yes.
And this morning coming out of the gym, we sort of argued about what made you a veteran of this team, because you're still younger than some of your teammates, but you have the most Sixers experience on this roster. Do we agree about that?
That is true, yeah.
Okay, sure. So what does it feel like to be in the experience that you've had and to still be young, but to be a veteran and a leader on this Summer League team?
It's kind of weird to hear myself be called like a vet or something like that. I used to be around the guys so much. But being here and being one of the oldest guys here, or the most experienced guys here, has been pretty good. Definitely different adjusting, having guys that's new. And I'm got to be the one to kind of lead a little bit and show the guys coming in. So it's fun.
Yeah, what's that like when they come to ask you questions? How does it feel to be the one that's providing the answers instead of asking the questions?
I mean, it's cool. It's definitely cool to me. It's definitely different, though. Because I'm so used to being the youngest guy, being the new guy and stuff like that. So it's actually fun, though.
You have North Carolina connections with a couple of our newest players on this team, right? Yep. Terquavion, Ricky. You guys are all from North Carolina.
For sure.
How have you bonded, and what was it like playing against those guys growing up?
It's been cool. You know, I didn't get to really play against them too much, but you always heard of them. Like, I'm pretty sure they heard of me. I heard of them, like stuff like that. We got mutual friends that we all talk about. So we all kind of know the same people and stuff like that. So being able to chop it up with them has been pretty cool.
Have you made any connections with PJ about North Carolina?
For sure. PJ. And we had Trez too. So all of us were from North Carolina. And we were talking about whose city's better and stuff like that. Little things, but nothing too crazy.
What's the verdict? What's the best North Carolina city?
Charlotte, for sure. Charlotte's they wouldn't nice. Agree. They're not going to agree with that, but I say Charlotte.
What do they all say?
Where are they from? Raleigh?
Okay, I was in Durham for college. So I love Durham. But I love Chapel Hill, too. And people will get mad at me for that. But, like, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill are all great.
Yeah, that's all, like, kind of same area.
True. Mm-hmm. But to them, it's different.
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
what I mean? Yeah. We talked about being a vet, right? You're a young player on the Sixers. This is going to be year three.
Yeah.
You've been the youngest thus far. Mm-hmm. Tyrese talks about being the youngest in a lot of situations he's been in. So before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about what it's been like to grow with him. Can you tell us what it's like to sort of be his teammate and be young together but looking up to him?
It's been pretty cool, you know, just watching him, how he handles everything, you know. He's always got a positive attitude, even when things might not be going the best, like, during the game or anything, but he always smiling. I think we all can see that he always a good mood. So, be able to watch him, like, through adversity and stuff, and what everything, like, he facing, anything, like, he just smiling, he's going at it, and he's giving 100% energy every time. So, and things seem to work out his way every time, so.
I want to ask you about Joel as well, observing mm-hmm. the way that he played this season. He and Tyrese are sort of personality-wise, they're very different,
for
but
sure.
They've both been really successful. They've bonded quite a bit. You got to watch Joel in his MVP season. A lot of players never get a chance to mm-hmm. be teammates with an MVP in their active MVP year. What was that experience like? What are you going to remember about it?
It was great. just being able to see how he prepare every day and step on the court. Like, every time he step on the court, he's getting the job done. He handles his business day in and day out through an 82-game season. So being able to have the consistency to go out there and do that, a lot of people don't have that. So I feel like that's what separated him and, like, what made him an MVP, being able to go out there every single night and kill and compete. So
you and Joel are obviously very different types of players, right? But if you could take one piece of Joel's game and add it to yours, what would it be?
Let me think. He's smooth with the face up. If I get that face up, you know, that nice little toucher in the mid range, I could take that.
Has he tried to teach you anything? Like, are you able to ask him about this stuff?
Nah, but we play one on one a couple times here and there. I'll just see, like, he loved to draw them fouls and stuff like that. So I can pick up on that from him.
Playing one on one with Joel Embiid, for people that'll never get to do that, which is the vast majority of the population, mm-hmm. What is it like?
I mean, it's fun, you know. It's tough when he's 7 foot and he try to get to the basket. That's a little tough. But other than that, you know, it's pretty good.
Who else do you play one on one with most often on this roster?
So we don't play one on one too often, but when we do, it'll probably be me, P. Reed. I remember last year Tuck jumped in with us, and then Joe. That was pretty cool.
So you're always playing against bigger guys.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that like?
It's cool. I mean, the NBA, everybody's pretty tall, so you just gotta be able to adjust. You know what I mean?
If you could take something from Tyrese's game, who's more of like similar size wise, also a guard, what would you take from him?
The way he attacks, like, you know, his energy. So I feel like that's been pretty big for him in transition, getting it downhill, getting to his floaters, and just using his speed to his advantage. That's pretty big.
New head coach this year for all of you guys. And it's interesting, you're actually sort of getting the first reps being mm-hmm. coached by Nick Nurse.
Yep.
Those guys that we're talking about on the roster for the Sixers haven't had that experience yet. What's it been like? You're a little around a week in now with the new coach. What has it felt like?
It's been great. You know, the whole staff, like, it's a great staff. Everybody is – the energy's there every single day. Everybody's locked in and learning the details and everything. So, like, you can just learn. You can tell you can learn and get better in this environment. So it's been great.
When you think about training camp to come with mm-hmm. this team, what's it going to be like to get together and understanding that you might play a bigger role yourself this year? When you think ahead to joining training camp in September, what are you most looking forward to about bringing yourself, your skill set, the staff, their skill set, and the guys that you remember playing with from the last couple of years?
I'm actually pretty excited seeing how this is going. I'm excited to see how everybody blend together, the energy and just the competitiveness. Like, I can't wait to see how that is, especially with the staff we have now. So I just want to see how everybody interacts and how it goes. So that's going to be exciting to see.
Two full seasons under your belt. Do you have favorite NBA cities, like favorite cities to play in or favorite cities to explore, hotels, restaurants? Where do you look forward to going on the circuit?
Let me think. I don't know. Anywhere with warm weather. Like, warm weather is always great. You know, going to Florida, Orlando, Miami. California, those cities. Also like Toronto, going out to Canada. It's like a different vibe a little bit, you know. And then going back home to Charlotte. Can't go wrong with that.
Do you have lots of fans come and sit and cheer for you when you're in Charlotte?
Oh, for sure. My mom gonna make sure everybody pull up.
How big is the section and who's in it?
It could be anybody. I could have aunts, uncles, friends, close friends to them, some of the homies. Like, anybody could be out there. You never know.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
So you've been back in Charlotte training between when the season ended and coming out here to yep. Summer League. We saw a viral video of you making 100 out of 121 threes. Uh-huh. How, let's say, how normal is that for you? Like, what does your regimen look like, and how frequently are you making threes at that rate?
Pretty often though, but all season that's definitely been the main focus, is shooting the ball. That's pretty much it. That's all I've been working on, my handling, just trying to sharpen up my whole game. Been in the weight room working on my like explosiveness and speed and stuff like that, so just trying to take my overall game to another level.
That clip went pretty viral though. Like, were you paying attention? How online are you? Do you pay attention when that stuff happens?
I'll be online, but I don't use Twitter, so I feel like everything's on Twitter, so I don't really be seeing nothing like that. So I don't know. I be on Instagram though.
That's your favorite? That's your app of choice?
Yeah.
When you communicate with people, is it text? Is it FaceTime? Is it DM? Like, how do you communicate with people you actually know?
Let me think. I don't know. Sometimes I be going ghost on people sometimes. I got to stop that.
You do?
I do. I got to stop that. But I say text the most. DM sometimes. It just depends on the mood I'm in. Some days I don't feel like talking. I be hanging out with my dog. Sometimes I just be chilling. So
yeah, wait, tell me about you have one dog or you have multiple dogs?
I have three dogs.
Okay, introduce us. Introduce the fan base to your dogs. Tell us about them.
All right, so I got three French bulldogs. I got two girls. One name is 11. One name is Chrome. Now I have a boy, and his name is Hero.
Tell us where the names come from. I have theories, but I want to hear it from you.
So 11 is my name. I mean, 11 is my number, so she got that name. And then I got Chrome, and then her color is like a chrome color, so that's what I went with that. And then Hero, I don't know. I just wanted a boy dog, name him Hero, so I don't know. It kind of fit.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
I did.
Because I was wondering if people 11 was that. You or that 11.
No, people always ask that. I got 11 because that's just my number. That's always been my number.
Fair enough. What do you stream? Like, what do you watch?
I watch everything. I watch everything. I don't know. Snowfall. I done seen Power. Ozark.
Ozark's kind of scary.
Ozark,
it's like
kind of
creepy. Yeah, I have a really low tolerance though for like.
Nah, that's not. That's not too bad. No, that's not too bad. I watch. I can name probably 100 shows I don't watch.
What's the best thing that you watched, let's say, this year?
I don't know. I can't pick. I see so many shows, like, it's all like a blur.
Is that like what are your sort of pastimes? Like, do you find yourself sitting watching TV? Is that like one of the go-tos?
Because outside of basketball, I get my work in, I go home, I grab some food, I hang out with my dogs and watch TV. That's literally how it goes. I'm not a big gamer or nothing like that, so I just watch TV shows.
Who takes care of your dogs when you're on the road?
Oh, I got family that look out for me. I got some family in Jersey and stuff like that.
Okay, nice. So who moved out with you when you came to Philly for the first time?
Oh, I was by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I was by myself.
Okay, what was that like? Was that the first time that you were on your own?
Nah, I was on my own in high school and in college. So high school, I went to my junior year and my senior year, went to school called IMG in Florida. So it was like a boarding school. You got to take care of yourself, do your own clothes and all that stuff. So
you learned early.
Yep.
And then Tennessee.
Tennessee.
What are the big like things you'll remember about your time at Tennessee? Because it was short, but you probably got a lot out of it. So what were the big things from Tennessee?
I don't know. My college was different. I went during COVID, so everything was like so restricted. It was so weird. even times we would have to practice on FaceTime, it would be like two or three people at a time because a COVID outbreak would hit or something. So we doing sprints on FaceTime with the trainer. Like, college was different for me.
But you'd be going into the gym and the trainer wouldn't be there?
No, he'll be on FaceTime. We had to set up the phone and he has to watch us do our sprints and stuff like that. It was crazy.
I feel like we're sort of just now getting to the point where we can like reflect on COVID and we can all talk about like the weird stuff that was happening. I mean, in my job, I was interviewing all you guys, but only on Zoom. Like, I was never seeing anyone. And so like you think back, you're going to tell your children about that one day.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, Dad, you were what? You were being taught on FaceTime?
Yeah, that was crazy.
So how much of a relief was it then when you got into the NBA and were able to sort of work with people in person again?
It was great. You know, I feel like everything started to open back up again. You know, even my first year, we still had to wear our masks. But once the second year hit, nobody was really wearing our masks on the bench and stuff like that. They kind of started easing up a little bit. So it was kind of like a relief, you know.
You've had some good vets. You've had some sort of like esteemed veterans. I'm thinking about Danny Green and PJ Tucker. Like, those guys are kind of going to go down in history as like really great vets, people that stayed in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there anyone I'm missing when I think about like sort of who I see as your vets?
I like DeAndre Jordan.
You know,
he was cool. DeAndre Jordan was cool for sure.
So when we talk about, let's say, those three, maybe Danny, PJ, DeAndre, what's something you've learned from each of those three that you might want to take with you as your career continues?
Being a professional.
Mm-hmm. So No, I'm going to make you do all three of them individually.
Oh, individually? Uh-huh. Oh, man. Tuck, let's start with Tuck. Tuck, you all see it. Like, he just, how can I describe Tuck? What would you say about Tuck? Like, we all see it. Like, he's just.
He's a big presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could say that for sure. He's always there. He's a guy, he'll look out and he tries to teach too. Like, even the other guys, even the other vets, he'll talk to them and tell them, be here, be there. Like, details and stuff. Know where you're supposed to be on the court and the timing and all the little stuff. He's big on that. So I feel like that's pretty good.
I don't know if you remember his first practice last year when we were all in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that any of you had really worked with him because he was coming off of an injury also. And I remember being so impressed by. It was his first day with you guys, and he was not shy. Like, he was pulling guys around. He was pulling people aside.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's rather unique among players.
You don't see that too much, so I can definitely take that from him.
Okay, you mentioned DeAndre. What's something you learned from him?
DeAndre, having a good energy. You know, it'll be times where maybe he wasn't on the court or playing and stuff like that, but, you know, he always was positive. He always had fun. He always tried to help out and reach out whenever he can to anybody, even me. He'll see me. He'll come, all right, let's check it out. Let's play one-on-one, like little stuff like that. So I feel like he's definitely a good guy to have in your locker room.
Danny Green, another defensive-minded guard, maybe on or off court. What's something that you're going to think of when you think about learning from him?
So Danny Green, I feel like he got a mixture of both. You know, he got his fun side. He can laugh. He can joke around, have a good time. And then he got his side where he's serious, like teaching here, go here, be there, timing and stuff like that. Just being on the court, know where to be and know how to get to yourself in a good position to get to your spots and stuff like that. So.
All right, a couple last questions. We think about fans that want to get to know Jaden. What's something that you think people should know about you that they don't already know?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't know. I'm pretty simple. I hoop and I just watch TV, you know?
But I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. Think about all the kids that are growing up, and those are the things that they like to do too. We're thinking about Summer League now. We have a little bit of time left. What are some of your goals for the rest of Summer League?
Goals for the rest of Summer League, win the rest of these games. I would definitely want to win the rest of these games. Just being able to keep learning from the coaches, the staff we have around us, and keep getting better and keep improving. That's probably the biggest things for Summer League. I feel like that's what it's about, just being able to showcase your talent and get better. So.
And when you think about the season ahead with the Sixers, what are some of your goals for this third year in the NBA?
Third year, I want to make a jump for sure. Definitely want to make a jump. I feel like I've been building each year I've been in the league. My first year, I built off that. My second year, I built off that. So I feel like I definitely want to make another jump this year.
Is there anything about being in the NBA that you maybe didn't expect that you've learned or something that, like, expectations versus reality is something that I talk to your teammates about a lot. So when you imagined being in the NBA and what this life would be like, how is it different from what you imagined or maybe what has lived up to what you were hoping for?
I mean, it's been pretty much what I imagined for the most part. You know, you got the best talent in the world, being able to play against the best guys, playing with some of the best guys. So it's fun. It's like living in your dream since you had as a kid. So be able to make the best make the best out of everything, every opportunity. Every day is a blessing here. So just being able to get better and improve, that's probably the biggest things.
Living in your dreams that you had as a kid.
Yep.
That makes me happy to hear. I'm sure a lot of people are going to love hearing that. Jaden Springer, thank you for sitting down with us today.
Appreciate you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.